Mr. President,
I take this occasion to say, and it is my duty to say, that money is the ruling thought or power in the heart of the American democracy.
Fuck George Bush for starting wars and shit.
In the Great West, where people don't even care to take an age test. A bunch of wealthy men where things are made best by gender roles in Asia, cause they get paid less. Time changed, but not the Great West. Don't be amazed, now we call our slaves guests. Behave sick, but our leaders stay blessed. We ruled the world for centuries like we played chess. History books and mystery lore write about colonization like this could be good. So misunderstood, so manipulating, designed to make the people feel good about hating. Hiding the truth from the youth, that's no excuse. As long as you wanna be seduced, I used to believe in respect and honesty. But take a look around, let's forget the comedy. In the West, people live in ignorance, but you gotta straighten up if you wanna make a difference. That's the beautiful thing about Islam. Collect knowledge, don't confuse it with Saddam. But now it's all about black and white. People simply lost their appetite for Agnes rights. When I grab the mic, I just hope that they listen, cause I'm getting so sick of all this racism. Born and raised in the Great West, where people don't even care to take an age test. A bunch of wealthy men where things are made best by gender roles in Asia, cause they get paid less. Times change, but not the Great West. Don't be amazed, now we call our slaves guests. Behave sick, but our leaders stay blessed. We ruled the world for centuries like we played chess. The war on terror just keeps going on. We turn right, but damn, we turn wrong. We don't change, man will soon learn his lesson. Listen carefully, there could be a way out of prison. Rise and make hope for the future. Get up, stand up, soldier, I salute ya. Let's form an axis of people, demand our rights and smash all evil. I'm not talking about Iraqi children, I'm talking about George Bush attacking millions. I'm talking about sons and daughters, guns and slaughters, and the one who brought us world disorder. If you don't wanna bow forever, take a stand, it's now or never. Only together we can turn the gun. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
We do not need the gallant armies which are forming throughout the American Union. We do not need an immense, continuous supply of war materials and technical apparatus of all kinds. We do not need them this year, nor next year, nor any year that I can foresee.
Born and raised in the Great West, where people don't even care to take an age test. A bunch of wealthy men where things are made best by gender roles in Asia, cause they get paid less. Times change, but not the Great West. Don't be amazed, now we call our slaves guests. Behave sick, but our leaders stay blessed. We ruled the world for centuries like we played chess.
What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget? By the way,
the conservatives were always wrong.
How?